Thank you for listening to this episode, a special episode of Straight Outta Low Cash, Insecure. Everyone's been talking about this show, men, women. Everyone's been talking about Team Lawrence, Team Isha. Was the cheating wrong? Who did what? And we dive into the episode in a series and really dissect Issa Rae's character, Lawrence's character, Daniel, and also Molly, and just talk about how this show kind of intertwines so many different tip-top layers. So I brought a panel of people. We all jumped on together and just discussed this and throwing some things off each other, and kind of came with some great perspective on the show and maybe where they're trying to lead to in the future, and how dynamic relationship-wise is showing. Make sure you email us, straightolc@gmail.com. as well as Straight OLC on Twitter, Straight Outta Low Cash fan page, like that as well on Facebook, and give us your thoughts. We really want some feedback on this. Give us what you think about Insecure, think about this discussion, and keep us locked in as always. Looked up and down, said, I'll take a... This is the Insecure breakdown of the Issa Rae Hit Show. I have my man Rashad Zilla with me on the line.
What up? What up? What up, y'all?
I got my lady Stacey Adams with me.
What's up? What's up?
And my man from Lando Cal, as always, James JBR Official Bishop.
What up? What up? What up?
All right, so let's go on and jump into this. So everyone's mad with Lawrence. Everybody's mad at Issa. Who do you lay your blame with, Rashad?
Who do I lay my? Oh man, that's a tough question.
Yeah, I'm just going right at the gate. We're just gonna hit it right, and we're gonna hit it. I mean, because that's what people. We got the Team Lawrence, Team Issa thing kind of basically going in these streets.
Man. Is it? You know what? If I have to be a Negro about it, mm-hmm. and just say who I initially, you know, lay my male emotional blame on. Of course, I'm gonna say Issa for cheating. But I think the more grown up answer would be that my blame would be on both of them, because it was a functioning, dysfunctional relationship. You know what I mean? That ended up allowing, you know, some air got in there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say.
All right, Stacey, what about you?
I got to give the same answer. Like, I want to be mad at Lawrence. I understand why Issa cheated. I know that it was wrong that she cheated. I get it. I'm hurt by what Lawrence did in the end, even though technically he was single. But at the end of the day, both of them were wrong. The relationship, the communication failed so many times throughout the whole series of what we saw their relationship. So if both of them would have been grown-ups about it, things could have totally ended differently.
All right, James.
I agree with both Stacey and Rashad. I feel like it was 50-50, like, real talk. Like, if you really put, like, if you're going to be a grown-up about it, especially looking at it from a married perspective, man, like, you're going to have to go ahead and see where you was at fault in it. Like, And we were going to get more into it, but just if you got to be grown and be adult about it, you know, you want to say one or the other, but it's honestly, it's both of them because it was lack of communication and complacency on both sides. So,
yeah.
I'm going to say both as well. But like Rashad said, my initial reaction was like, hell yeah. But the funny part is when Isha cheated on him, I wasn't even mad at her. When it first happened, I was like, yeah, okay. Like, I 100% got it. Like, I wasn't even mad like cats were. I got it. I was like, oh, yeah, homeboy's slipping. That's what's going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
So that was kind of my perspective. But let's go dive into these ashy Negroes and kind of these chicks. Because, like, I mean, because it's people.
Ashy Negroes.
Yeah. I didn't know. I said this before we started. I didn't know this many ashy dudes watch this show, or did they just what did this heard about what happened and they commented on it?
That's a good question, man. It to be honest, I would have to say that I was somewhat of an ashy Negro that put on some lotion because I'm being honest. A good friend of mine, she kept telling me when the show was coming on, she kept saying like, watch this show, and I watched a couple of episodes. But Daryl, you know, I get busy around, yeah. You know. Like, for the past 2 or 3 months, man, I've been super busy, so it's like I watched the first 2 episodes and I chilled. Then I heard the buzz of the last episode, and me being a Negro, like I say on my video, I went and watched the last episode, you know, which was crazy, and then I just was like, okay, let me get my binge watch on. So I only had, like, what, 3 episodes or 4 episodes to watch to be back on point, or maybe 5, I'm tripping. Excuse my math. So I was somewhat of an ashy Negro, but I do think that you do have people who kind of just, you know, oh, okay, we done with the mannequin challenge, nigga, so let's jump on Insecure. You know what I'm saying? So,
or let's get mad at black women type shit. That's what it felt like to me. Let's go and take this victory lap real quick, fellas. I didn't watch it, but I'm taking this victory lap with y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, man, there are so many dudes who were standing with Lawrence, and those are the same dudes that were sitting on that same couch with him. And it's just, they're mad because, well, they see themselves. A lot of people, I think, are seeing themselves like, man, she should have just stood by him. I mean, for how much longer?
But my thing is, though, when in a couple of years?
The same amount of time. Like, yeah, it was a couple of years. This wasn't like he was unemployed for a few months. Like, right. Apparently, I think they were together like 4 years, and like 2 of those years, he was on that couch eating cereal.
Yeah, that's a long time, though, man.
That's a long ass time. You can't be doing that. You can't be lazy as fuck, man, not have no kind of drive, man. Like, no real woman is going to be attracted to that shit. And no real dude is going to respect no shit like that. Like, you can't be.
And
like
let's keep it 100, y'all. This dude ain't had no meals popping, he done had a crib clean. I done been unemployed before and had a girl. If I was doing some cereal couch stuff, I never let her see me sitting on the couch. Like, I just made that a pertinent thing. I know what time around time she got home. I mean, even if I didn't do nothing, I was standing in the kitchen acting like I was doing something just because nobody want to see that.
Exactly. Yeah. She come home every day. She's at work every day holding it down for the two of them, coming home every night to him sitting on the floor watching his Steve Harvey DVDs and eating cold
Steve
cereal.
Steve Harvey DVDs.
Damn.
And it's like, well, wait a minute. I mean, and it's like, after, and it's like, I get it. You know, he's discouraged. You know, he wants the job that he wants. He had this app that he was trying to work on. It didn't work out. He put his money into that. He's getting unemployment checks. I get it. He's discouraged. But you on this couch every day, and it's like, you sick of being on the couch. You got to imagine, she's sick of coming home and seeing you sitting on this couch.
Right.
Yeah, I would also say, too, you know, I mean, I do agree with that, and I think this kind of goes into the whole, you know, just having an open communication, because it's a couple of red flags for me, even with that, even though I feel Nisa on that, Nisa, whatever. Number one, like D said, you don't want to be that brother. As a man, do something. Like, don't sit there and be bullshitting.
Go volunteer, do something. But the boys' club, be doing something.
Yeah, just go walk outside. Just walk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go deliver Yellow Book pages or something. But here's the thing, too. To me, now the sister can correct me if I'm wrong, but
I'm doing a recording,
like,
okay?
With,
can you be quiet? I'll give you some
Nisa,
more
she was
kind of
having a, Issa. Why do I keep calling her Nisa? Issa was just having, like, a hankering for some past dick. Partially because of her man not doing something, but because it almost seems like she felt like you know what, my life, I'm stuck in second gear, like the theme song of Friends and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it was just kind of like, kind of a double-edged sword with her. You know what I'm saying? So what you think, Stacey, about this?
I think you're partially right. I think that deep down, she definitely loved him. But I think at some point, mentally, she was gone out of that relationship. And once she was mentally gone, that's why it was so easy for Ghost of Dick's Past to show up. And because, I mean, real talk, I mean, any woman that's out there, she's married, she's in a relationship or whatever, it's always a dude from before.
Oh,
that what if dude that she kept on calling him, right? But if your relationship is tight, that dude doesn't stand a chance, because you already know, what this dude was on before. I know what I got sitting here at home for me. I'm not worried about what happened with this dude before. He can't do nothing for me. Problem was, Lawrence wasn't doing anything. He wasn't bringing anything to the table anymore.
I'm going to stop you, Stacey. And the elephant in the room is he wasn't laying no dick down. It's the elephant in the room sitting there. We tiptoeing around it.
Let me tell you something.
I know she was getting the flow, but I wanted her to go ahead and go from 5 to 10. I was ready, so let's go.
Let me tell you something about dealing with an unemployed man. And this is, well, I read this online. I don't know from experience, but from what I've researched, those men are usually the ones who are able to lay that hammer down when you get home, because they got to do something.
Yeah.
you got to bring something to the table. You ain't cooked, you ain't clean. The least you can be doing is breaking my back out when I get home. She wasn't even getting that.
Oh, my God.
She getting this lackluster penis when she get home. I'm worried. I'm definitely looking at the Ghost of Dick's Past to see what to find out, you know, like, I need something. And she said to do Daniel, you were an itch that needed to be scratched. Yeah, because Lauren stopped hitting that bottom a long time ago.
He hit
rock bottom. He wasn't hitting her bottom.
Go ahead, Brother Jay. We can cut Jay off, man. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, man, like, I'm not saying y'all even wrong, man, because you had to look at the situation like, man, let's keep 100. How many bum-ass niggas you honestly have seen or heard or know personally that you know ain't doing shit, and you just look at the chick like, how the fuck you still fucking with this nigga? And you have to wonder, like, okay, you gotta be fucking shit up. You have to. You just say the most vulgar way. You have to. You gotta be mad.
James, as an experienced dude of from the school of Ill Out Scratch, it looked up and down and said, I'll take her. You'd be surprised how many girls put up with that, and you can slide on in with my slippery slavery days, as Rashad calls it.
Slick slavery, slippery backstreet girl.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, you'd be surprised. So many dudes was mad, I think, because either they've been that dude, or they have been played like that, and they know that everything that she did, her cheating on her, was real and possible.
Oh, yeah, it's just the main thing, like, when you see that that's your situation, and you just seen, like, art really imitate life right in front of you, especially your life, it's going to hit a nerve. Like, the shit going to hit a nerve, and I'm sorry, but if it's hitting the nerve, then it's the truth, and if it's the truth, that means it's the shit together. I'm sorry. Like, it is how it is, you know what I'm saying?
Well, now, let's go ahead and flip it on the other side, though. Let's keep it balanced now. So all these other women are sitting out here saying, why did he text and say, I miss you, if it wasn't real? Look here, I'm going to be 100% real here. I'm married and stuff, so I'm not going to get in trouble for real no more.
No.
You know.
Okay. Look, all right.
No. I'm talking about.
All right.
Check it out. You know how many times I didn't text a girl I missed them, but kind of really didn't? Like, it was just like, you know what? I'm drunk, feeling it. Man, you know I miss you, though, man.
I think he did miss her. I mean, they've been together for the past 4 years. Of course he missed her. Yeah. But the problem was, I mean, he said, when you get back to town, let's talk. The thing is, she didn't know what he wanted to talk about, and she assumed, oh, I need to hurry up and get back to town now because right now he needs me. He's ready to work things out. He didn't say any of those things.
He was just saying that back women, on Monday.
Right. So as women, I mean, and that's what, I mean, as women, sometimes, you know, we hear things that aren't actually said. I'll admit it. Don't tell nobody else I said it, though. Sometimes we hear things that aren't actually said. We think that that's what he meant.
I know.
And she, you know, figured out, found somebody to drive all the way back from Malibu and get there and just see that sad ass Death by shirt that volunteered as tribute to be the sign of the end of their relationship. But so I think he did. I mean, when he made that call, I mean, he did miss her. I've gotten several drunk phone calls from an ex in the middle of the night. I was thinking about you. Oh, were you? Okay. Mm-hmm. What you been drinking? Like, you got to ask what you been drinking.
Yeah.
All right. Well, call you. Bye.
Well, I would say that I personally, you know what I'm saying, just I think he kind of was at an extremely conflicted state. And I, you know, I'm not really trying to turn into a lyrical miracle rap backpack snack rap dude to explain where he stood. I think that he did. I'm like you, Stace. I think he did miss her. I think at that point he may have been, you know, just as men, sometimes we get hit with that love, that overwhelming emotion, even if you did us dirt.
Yep,
you know, we feel like, damn, you know, this was my girl, this is all I knew, or whatever like that. If I'm remembering the episode correctly, I think he went back in their home at the Dunes, you know, shout out to Bree and all of them on the couch, but he went back to the place, and then he just kind of, and it was at that point that I personally felt he was just like, man, I can't fucking deal with it. Like, I do miss her, but I'm just too overwhelmed for me, old nigga, to this chick. So let me go ahead and go and holler at Tasha the bank teller and get some sexual healing, perhaps. You know, but Daryl, I might be jumping the gun.
I mean, this is my question, though. And I'm glad it didn't do this because I thought he was going to be in there banging another chick when she opened the door. That was just...
Oh, my God. Thank you. Yeah. That's what I thought.
But I'm glad they wrote it better than that. I'm glad they wrote it better.
I was like, please don't.
Yeah, because it seems like the one thing I do like about all these characters, they have dimension.
Yeah.
And it's almost like they... I know it came from, like, what is it, the Awkward Black Girl series?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, since I was dating at the time, put me up on game with that. And even back then, I was just like, damn, these characters have, like, dimension. And they was at the Dunes, which is crazy. But anyway, it's like that made him seem even more realistic.
Yep.
Like, damn, I'm pissed off at this chick, but I ain't no fucking scumbag.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Right.
Exactly. Because most of us aren't really that much scumbaggery. And people talk a lot of shit and dudes talk a lot of shit like, oh, I just have no. No, most of us are nice dudes. Well, okay. The general amount of us are not savages and nice dudes. You know, it's a flip of a coin. But I'm saying those brothers on the 50-inch side of the game, though, even though you might be a savage, but you like, you it's like the Ghostface song. I ain't going to get you back like that. You know, like.
Yeah, and it's funny because what we're talking about is the reason why I said that I'm Team Lawrence, like 80% and kind of 20%, partially because of what you're saying, because of the heart that's still left for him not to be scummy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but I ain't going to jump the gun. I'll let you do your thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is a question I wanted to propose too, is I guess the more people on both sides being mad is, this is the first time I think I've seen a movie or TV show continuum with black and a black romance situation where really the roles are flipped in this situation where most of the things we see, it's the dude that messed up and he's trying to, because he didn't bang down the chick and he's trying to get his old girl back. And, you know, she just putting up with the bullshit maybe, or she get a new dude and he going to spend the whole next season trying to get her back, you know, that kind of thing. But the thing I think that was beautiful was that this stuff like that happens all the time. And I think when men seeing it from that perspective, like, yo, that's not happened to you though, B. Or if it didn't happen to you, you didn't know what happened to you when she went to the studio.
That's what makes it so great though with this show was that everybody, each character was so realistic. We have not been that person, you know that person. It's your best friend. It's your coworker. It's your cousin. So right. We all see ourselves in that. And I think the reason there have been so many think pieces and so much conversation about that episode is because so many of us have seen ourselves in that situation. So whether right you on. Were Issa or whether you were Lauren, I mean, I've been Issa, I've been Lawrence, I've been Daniel, I've been Tasha.
Yeah.
Right on.
Like, I've been all of those characters, like, at some point in my life. So all of that just, it just resonates with me. It's like, man, this is real. And no one's corny. There's no corny character.
And
like,
not,
I mean, it's just, everything is just absolutely real. And that's why, like I said, everyone's been so emotional about it and talking about it for so many days, is because it just really pulled on our heartstrings. Like, man, I've been in that situation before. I've been in that relationship before. I've been in that situation where I should have left, but I went on ahead and stayed. Or I stepped out and I really should have just gone ahead and left. Or old girl called me and I knew I shouldn't have went over there, but I still went over there anyway. We've been there before.
Yeah, and I want to jump in on that, Bill, real quick. I want to jump in on what you just said. The genius to me of this show is the fact that it does really reflect reality. It even has a serious undertone to it, because in our reality as a black man, and things being based off of finance, which, you know what I'm saying, Issa was basing things off of.
That's a deeper part of it right there. You hitting it right there.
It makes a man in this society of, you know, what I call the bullshit a lot society, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
In this society, it is meant for the black woman to be the man of the household, and the black man to, like, he's out there trying to find work, he's this and that. And I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what nobody say. Relationships or beautiful things, should you be out here thotting and, you know what I'm saying, hot pocketing? No. But a relationship is business at some point. And the fact that, to me, it seemed like Issa was the man and Lawrence was the woman, and that's like a common thing in our reality, whether we want to admit it or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I thought was genius about it. And I don't know if people were catching that. You know, it's just like the brother was damn near ideally the female in a relationship.
And I'm going to go even deeper on you, this, Rashad. This is challenging our gender identity, man, on a deeper even level, though, saying, what is the problem with that he was doing that? Because if it was a woman doing that and it was a scene and it was flipped and he was coming from work, she was sitting there, we would not trip at all. We would not trip at all. And if he was complaining to his boys about that, you'd be like, well, damn, you know, why he? What's wrong with her trying to get herself together? Y'all got enough money, y'all straight. That's a whole nother layer that, and even as women too have to deal with that, and as men pride have to deal with that. Are you able to accept that? Because that's a real relationship, because those situations are going to happen.
Right. Yeah. And one quick thing too. Correct me if I'm saying the sister name wrong. Was it Molly who was the lawyer?
Yeah, Molly.
Molly. Yeah.
Okay. You had to catch how Issa was comparing her life to Molly's.
At the beginning,
and that kind of opened the door for, like, yo, let me go ahead and get messy. But you had Molly, her shit was crazy fucked up. Yo, play your lane.
But she wanted to live that life, though. She wanted to live that life. She thought it was like, well, dang, she playing spades with cats. She got all these dudes. She got all this money. She living in this high rise. But she feel her life miserable as fuck.
She didn't have anybody that was loyal to her, though.
But well, Issa, the thing is, Molly, Issa didn't look Molly, at it like that.
Molly was trying to fill a void, and the thing is, so and that's so Molly. I think there's a level of always going to be a level of envy for Molly to Issa. So when she said, "You don't even deserve Lawrence," and she that's because she's, you know, sitting at home and she's going from dude to dude to dude, trying to fill this void that she, you know, that she has in her life, trying to find somebody. She's on every dating site imaginable, going out on a different date every night, sleeping with this dude, sleeping with that dude, trying to fill this void. So yeah, Molly's life was in shambles, but hey, I've been Molly.
Hey, for the record though, Molly. Sidebar, that website, the league though she was on, that app's supposed to be the real deal though. Like, I'm talking about like...
Really?
Oh!
I got a homegirl, Callie, who said she just got accepted. I said, that's a real thing?
Yeah, no. Damn. You gotta show your paper though. They go through your LinkedIn profile, check. They basically check you like you getting a job. Like, they check your references. Oh, I'm talking about seriously. One of my homeboys in D.C. got on there maybe a year ago, because it started maybe a year and a half ago. He was like, yo, it's some killers on there. Like, he's like, yo, you get on there, if you don't find somebody, it's something wrong with you. Like, because wow. if you're talking on a professional range, so you taking everything out then of saying, like, well, I need somebody on my equally yoked financially, that's out the window at that point. So then you really getting okay. down to, he said, then you're getting really down to the nitty gritty of who you are at that point. Because all oh, the other yeah, bullshit right. is thrown out the window.
Nigga, yeah, I'm on say, the computer right now. Wow.
No, the league is a real deal.
It's real. Like, so my homegirl that got on, he's definitely in that professional realm of where, you know, you want to check my background? Well, here's the masters, and here's this, and here's yep. that. I personally only qualify for BlackPlanet.com, and that's fine. you know,
Black people meet.
Get my stuff right. I'll get my stuff right at some point. But that's deep though. Like I said, Molly was trying to get what Issa had, and Issa didn't realize what she had in front of her. But the flip side is, I mean, she's been dealing from the outside looking in. It's always great. I mean, from the outside, Molly sees Issa's in a relationship with a good guy. Issa is looking like, man, this dude been sitting on the couch for the past 2 years,
so. See, but I was even thinking about this, though, where they, and this is something, though, man, that the I don't even know if y'all picked up on, or y'all probably did, but when his homeboy that's this guy getting married just because he think is cool and everything, light-skinned dude, mm-hmm. he was like, yo, my heart pumps cold blood. You be doing that R&B shit, singing that R&B shit.
Yeah,
and most cats, look, and the real is, most cats do pump R&B blood, though. They ain't got no cold blood in them, but they think they do.
Right.
That was the real part. He was saying it. That's what he was saying to him, and I think almost now it's going to be a flip, because almost homeboy kind of challenged him like, man, you own that shit, and you cool, do that. Don't be right. I my heart pumps cold blood. I'd be blow banging out that bank teller. So I think it's another level that I hope she explores, where it's talking about the ego of a man on that trip of him, like, you know, I had to do it because I'm supposed to do that shit. Because
I'm sorry,
I'm saying, but that's a deeper thing, because he ain't necessarily have to go bang on that. I ain't mad at him for it, because I'm, you know what I'm saying, I feel him. But it felt like it wasn't genuinely a part of who he is as a character. If his heart pumped cold like homeboy said his did, then that would have made sense. It didn't make as much sense because that wasn't in his character as much.
He's genuinely a good dude at heart. Like, if exactly. you're genuinely a good dude at heart, that's not gonna be you, man. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. But you know what though? I'm glad D brought that up, because to me, you know, and this show is so great. Some of this stuff, I wonder, are they even doing it to, like, oh shit, we're gonna throw all these curveballs? Because now, you have Lawrence. Here comes his time for Dr. Jekyll and Mr. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Here comes his challenge with, am I the R&B dude now, or does my heart pump cold? You know, ice water, as we say, because of what I've been through. What will I, as Lawrence, be true? And the reason, and I just want to double back to something. A lot of sisters was like, and we already talked about this, but this is why I say it's going to be a conflict. Because when you're ready to smash somebody else, and you done with a chick, and you cheated on you, and you done with it, I've been through that. You don't call them and say, I miss you. You don't hang around and move slow-footed or slow-feeted. You know what I'm saying? Trying to just figure out. And even when he was smashing the chick, I mean, you couldn't help but think, am I watching Cinemax or HBO? The fuck, is that Wesley Pipes on that
motherfucker? Man, listen. The realistic.
The energy that he has been saving up from those years of eating Frosted Flakes and sitting on that couch, he used to bang her back out, okay?
Let me just say this, Stacey. I apologize for cutting you off.
But no, you're good. Say, go ahead.
Even, you know, pause to everything I'm going to say, but even at the stroke game, you could tell he was, you know what I'm saying, giving it the Noya clap, motherfucker. But you could still tell he was awkward. You could tell he was in it, but he wasn't in it. And when a lot of sisters, y'all don't know this shit, but I'm going to share some game with you tonight. When a man have you back arch your back all the way like that, he fucking you, okay? It ain't no emotion on that. When he's getting some type of supreme anger out on you, it might not have shit to do with you. Mm. And I'm willing to bet any money that he's not going to end up with that Tasha chick.
He's not.
He was a fuck.
Oh, no. Wait.
So listen, he's not going to, he doesn't want Tasha. Tasha was somebody who was readily available. She was able to slide in and give those simple words of encouragement when he needed them and build his confidence up. That's what Tasha serves. And she answered the phone when he called. The problem is that she does like him. And now he has bent her over like that. She's not going to be able to differentiate. So all she knows is before, he was flirting with her, kind of smiling at her. He turned her down, said, I got a girl. And then all of a sudden, she gets that phone call. And he fucks her like that. Oh, he going to
I'm going to tell you how they finna show his heart pump cold. He going to be with her just because he can't feel like breaking up with her. Watch. That's how much he don't
want to do that.
He gonna end up being with her because he can't.
Debatable.
No. He's gonna end up being with her just because he ain't got that cold ice like that. I'm telling you.
Oh, you said because about pumping. I thought you said because he'd have a cold.
No, because he don't. That's the whole point. Is he don't? Oh, yeah. He gonna be like, I'm kind of messing with her. She treat me cool. I guess we together. He gonna be at the mall with her at the food court all the time. Watch.
He gonna be faking the fuck with his feelings. Like he gonna be. Oh, yeah. I mean. Can he's taking a fuck with his feelings? Like, I didn't even go a step further what was going to happen. Basically, he going to miss Issa for the sole fact that even though they had that fallout, Issa did do a couple of things that ended up helping him kind of still trying to be by his side and straight held him down for 4 years. Like, that's going to kick in his brain. Like, damn, she straight been holding me down for 4 years. What the fuck am I doing? Like, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's inevitable.
Yeah.
See, and I see it the other way. I feel like it's going to be a while that he's going to be still with that Tasha girl. Why? Because with new chicks, right, Tasha doesn't know the bullshit. Tasha didn't have to sit there and watch his ass on that couch for 2 years. So now, in Tasha's eyes, he's an amazing dude. Tasha's
so she finna benefit? You think she finna benefit? You think she finna benefit from it?
She's
because he's
going to
be making a little bit of money and he getting back straight.
So right now, right.
But
so
that's going to have Issa act a fool too. Because
she's able to just slide in right now.
Yeah.
Right, like,
you're going to
take what I was towards.
Hold on, so y'all say it's going to be a different world scenario where he's going to be the old girl and Issa going to be like, you know you want to be with me.
Shit, maybe, for all we know, both may happen. Maybe see all of the above. Maybe written in there, both situations going to happen. It may be what we talked about, and maybe what Stacey's talking about at the same time. Like, the way Issa Rae wrote just this one season, there, I can see that both situations happening. Just
I'm telling you, Tasha's going to win for a little second. He's not going to stay with her. But right now, he's the man that she's always wanted to have. The kind of good man, got a job, he's got these goals and everything. But again, Shane had to sit there and watch his ass on the couch for 2 years. So right now, he got a liner now. He ain't got no liner for Issa. That man finally got shaped up. So this is what she's saying. She's seeing the brand new and improved, the upgraded version of Lawrence. So it's like, okay, all good. I got me a good man now, and I ain't going to let this go.
But I'll tell you this, though, and this is a shout-out to all the women that's listening. Listen to me, and this is going to be a cold, hard fact. It's never going to work, though, if you are what I call a desperate fuck. And that's what Lawrence did with Tasha. So it could be she gets all of this and all of that, but at some point, that dude gonna have to step away from it. I'm like D. He had a little bit of cold. Actually, he didn't have ice water pumping through his veins when he did that. He was drunk and superly emotional. And we also don't know what the conversation was between Tasha and Lawrence to even lead to them fucking like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be interesting to see, too.
But he came over there with some angry Henny dick. Okay? That's exactly what happened.
Yeah,
one of the top five dangerous dicks that are out there to provide to a woman. I've read about this. Several different publications. I've read about this. I'm a Christian myself.
Okay.
But, yeah, he made that call. He texted her, hey, what you doing? And they just went from there.
It was that hey, big head text. That's exactly what it was.
It was a hey, big head.
That's what
it was. And she was like, the door is unlocked. And,
oh, boy.
Hold on.
You ain't giving out too many secrets now. Hold on.
Hey, look, I am a Christian. And
yes,
I read, this is what I read in several different publications. I get things in my house. So.
When the door's unlocked after midnight, boy.
Hey, that door unlocked, old text like, hey, I'm finna go lay down, but the door's unlocked. Oh, yeah. So, number one is a do you like, I'm gonna stay out an extra hour, too, because I ain't got to rush to get over there. And then number two, I'm in there for reals. Like, it's on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
So, I what's interesting is, I wonder if there's gonna be a situation where he gonna take old girl to homeboy wedding. And that's when he gonna realize he don't want to be with
her. Man,
Tasha to his homeboy wedding, because he said he getting married fast though. So I think they gonna fast track that for the next season.
The whole rebound situation is gonna hit Lawrence like a ton of bricks. Like it's gonna happen. Like it's
inevitable. It ain't in him.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah, he ain't built.
See, yeah, because it's gonna happen. He gonna miss Issa because like he already realized like damn. You just look good and you was just there for the time being. Like, but, you know, like I said, we already know where his feelings technically are. Like, I understand why he had to have to move out and everything like that because he had to get away from the situation. But he don't want to go back to Issa unless Daniel somehow come, like, walking his way through again. Then that's a whole different scenario.
Brother Jay, we forgetting about Daniel. That's like the most emotional besides Lawrence. He's super emotional.
Hey, no, that was my next question. Did Issa owe Daniel anything?
I'm gonna
faster communication.
Yeah, faster communication.
Cause real shit, like the whole situation with him coming to the event would not probably never happen unless he was just that petty. Probably would have never happened or had a very low chance of happening had she just up and just told him up front what it was and just came out front and said what it was. Like, hey, this was a mistake. You know, I shouldn't have did this. I got a guy. I said I'm going to work out with him. It shouldn't have been. You know, did something. Communicated something.
Yeah, I mean, he kept on telling that, though. So what she tried to do a hit and run. She tried to she fucked him because she wanted to or whatever. Then she got emotional immediately afterwards, and rather than expressing that to him and being like, you know what, this was a mistake. This isn't something I should have done. You know, I'm sorry for wasting your time or whatever. Yada yada yada. She didn't do that. She chose to ignore the man for the next couple of weeks. And the thing is, so he's steadily calling like, "What's good? You know, I like you. You know, I care about you. What's happening? Tell me something."
Damn, man, we ain't even had to go through it like that. It wasn't really even that big, man. You know, nah, it's alright, though. But anyway, yo, let me get that coat. Let me get those jeans. And let me get that rock on your finger. Oh, stuck? Then I'll take the whole finger then, man. But let me get those bags from Paris. And the puppies are staying, yo.
Come to the block in a brand new Benz. Knowing that me and that nigga ain't friends. Yo, what I did was whack, but you don't get a nigga back like that. Bouncing around with him up in these streets. Knowing that me and that nigga got beef. Okay, good. Yeah, what I did was whack, but you don't get a nigga back like that. No.
Yo, I should just bark on you, burn your car on you. Cause I'm too much man to leave a mark on you. Use a bird, you know that. Giving that man 10 points like he about to blow that. He probably did, you swallow his kids. In and out of jail, he a snail, he wasn't wound on bitch. In the summertime, I broke his jaw. Had to do it to him quick, old fashioned in the back of the mall. Me and him had minds forever. Like a poster put him on when he came home and told on Trevor. Had to bang on homie. Ear blocks out and spots. Throwing him shots like nigga, you know me. Stop frontin' for them niggas out. Sigh like you really ride. And you a silly chick, thought you was really live. But I guess I was wrong. I'ma holla at dog and rip his head off. Words of a song.
Come through the block in a brand new Benz. Knowing that me and that nigga ain't friends.
Right.
Yeah, what I did was whack, but you don't get a nigga back like that.
Yeah, I'ma work him out.
Bouncing around with him up in these streets. Knowing that me and that nigga got beef. Yeah, what I did was whack, but you don't get a nigga back like that. Now,
yo, I thought we was iller than that. All them kids.
She's not saying shit. So then all of a sudden, when she sees him at the event, he could have been very civil at the event if she'd have been up front. He may not even have showed up. Or, what you know, he could have played it off. But no, she's the one that went to him. You got to go. You got to get up out of here. She's the one causing the scene, not him. He was in her mind as this.
Yeah.
Right. And she handled that whole thing at the event wrong, too, man. Like, if she, like, if she wanted, like, if she really wanted to do it right, what she should have done is like told Molly, hey, tell that nigga I'm meet him around the corner in X amount of time, or meet him down the street around the corner, away from the event, away from Lauren's side of view. Because for her to do what she did and just on impulse had that conversation where Lawrence clearly saw it and was able to put two and two together, I'm like, all right, come on now.
Yeah, well, that's because she's not built for this. A real chick would have walked up to Lawrence to Daniel and been like, hey, Daniel, this my man Lawrence. Lawrence is Daniel. Hey, he did a little much for the thing. And kept it moving.
I thought she was going to be gangster like that. I thought she was going to do a gangster like that. Like, yeah, hey,
nah, such and such. Nah,
But Shane,
because
neither one of them are built for this. They ain't built for this.
Daniel is an emotional ticking time bomb. And Issa, now here's the thing, because both of them slippery as fuck.
See, Issa, you know what? Said, I think old boy, I don't think he's emotional as you think he is. I think him and Issa, he known Issa longer than homeboy did.
Right.
So I think I think he's got way more ice though in his veins than Lawrence does.
I don't know. Yeah, and the reason I say I don't know, and I'm a debate. Hold on.
Go ahead. I like
Issa, if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. y'all. But Issa said that before the fuck action happened, Issa said, hey, basically me and my dude back on and cracking. Because remember they kissed when she was broke up for like 5 minutes.
But once again, right, Daniel comes from my school of law of the ill Al scratch. I looked up and down and said, ooh, I'll take her.
Right. But no, here's the thing. Okay. So, well, you have to ask yourself this, D, you know, speaking in nigganomics and ain't shitometry, you know what I'm saying? When he had the chance, he could have just fucked that skirt. He could have just been like, yo, I got the cool,
but
and I'm out.
Nah, because
No. But see, okay, what y'all saying, nah, y'all proving my point. He ain't ice cold. Because if it was, I'm ice cold, that's exactly what happened.
See, I think he thought Issa was better than that, though.
He got open. He got open off of her. She was loose.
Hello?
Yeah,
go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Rashad.
Okay. She took the dick out the jaw. You know what I'm saying? Got Smizzy smashed. He got open off of that. If it was one of them, sowing your wild oats or some shit, you know, just getting it off your chest, it just would have been different. You don't get all them phone calls and all of that shit after that. You know, so yes, he was open off the piece.
He likes her. That's the thing, though. He likes her, and he's been liking her. And the problem is she was steadily sending mixed signals. So I
got a man, but
I'm kissing you. I got a man. I can't talk to you, but I'm calling you up. I need you to come do this. If you got a man, let me say this. If you got a man for real, there's no reason she should have been in those situations with him.
In no damn-ass studio.
Flat out. Ain't no reason that she should have been in that damn-ass studio with him by herself. You got a man for real, because if your relationship was that tight, the minute he tried to make a move or whatever, you'd have been like, nah, I'm out of here. You would have put yourself in that situation.
It's so easy
to not have sex with somebody out. It's just, it's amazing.
But I'm gonna hit you with a little something. Man. See, brother Daryl, when we used to run those back streets when we was younger and backsliding.
Yeah.
here's the thing. If I can get you out of your car in a perfect situation just to spend a little time with me and bring you into my world, you know what I'm saying, and let my Lord get your ass, regardless of what your situation is. What am I saying? He knew when he got out that car, he was gonna smash. You know what I'm saying? Before she even walked in the studio.
I saw that on CNN. I saw that coming a mile away.
You like, oh.
You know.
If you got a man, why you over here?
Exactly.
You got a man, you love your man so much, why you here with me?
Exactly.
I need to write that down to say that to somebody. Hold on.
So ice cold, hey, I'ma knock it and just knew that I could do it. It might even keep you in my pocket, but that's some shit not for this show. Or, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna be calling you and saying what's up and all of the stuff that, you know, took place. So I think he's gonna be an issue in season two.
Gonna be an issue. I mean, but I'll say this. You have to also understand the way Daniel probably been moving since high school, and you even got to remember how the way Amanda Diva's character reacted. He's like, oh, shit, you didn't tell me it was Daniel. Like, Daniel seems like he that nigga. Like, Daniel is like that nigga. You gotta,
oh, he is that nigga.
Yeah, he definitely is that, like, that nigga that moves like that. And for him, you know, for him, it seemed like Issa the same way Issa is to Lawrence. Lawrence is to Issa. I mean, like, not Lawrence. Issa is Daniel. Daniel is to Issa, meaning she was the what-if guy when he might be the what, like, she might be his what-if girl or the one that got away.
Right.
Like, damn.
Yeah. I think she was the one that got away.
You know, this nigga veins may be straight up ice cold for him, because for him to move the way he did and come up there, nope. Come through the way he did, still smash, mm-hmm. and come to that event knowing he mm-hmm. Lawrence is going to be there. Like, you got to know, like, a nice-ass event like that. Like, I tell you right now, if I'm at a nice-ass event with my wife holding a nice event for her job or something like that, you better believe mm-hmm. 99% of the time I'm there, unless for some reason I can't be. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you got to think about that. Like, nah, he don't give a fuck. Like, he don't even give a fuck about Lawrence. He sees Lawrence as a little nigga. Like, let's keep going. Like, he really see Lawrence as a little nigga.
He looked at him like up and down. Like, he almost looked at him on the back and looked him up and down. Like, yeah, well, you all, it's all good. You know, I'm out.
I got you, and Brother Jay, I agree with you on that. Now, I do agree with that. I agree that, okay, his mind is ice cold. But I'm telling you, anytime a man is like, hey, what you doing? Why you ain't talking to me? What's up? That's some Kool-Aid. You know, that's some Kool-Aid in your heart. And ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm with how Stacey said. She was sending mad mixed signals. So what dude can't be ice cold but be open for you? And you sending me mixed signals and I'm vibing off of you. We make love in my mind, I guess. And then you disappear. You just saw it move.
Right, I saw that scene on the couch. There wasn't no love making. It was making fuck. I saw that.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely a fuck session.
But this is the thing. This is the thing about it all is that, like, I think with him, though, I think he looked highly of Issa than he would did of other chicks. He was like, yeah. Like, I ain't even tripping. I know she hustling. She got all this stuff at work. So he just like, he thinking he may have did something wrong, though. So he think, because he used to doing so much wrong, he trying to realize maybe he did do something. Like, man, did she see the other chick panties behind the couch? Like, he thinking about all the dirt he could have done, I'm telling you. Or stuff that she could have found out about.
She had his head spinning. You know, we all agree to that. She had his head.
But I think he's ice cold more than you think. You're going to see next season. She gonna end up going to one of his open nights to talk to him. She ain't gonna get in for free. Like, all the perks she had before. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely not. At this point, no. It's all of the mixed signals. I'm vibing, like, we vibing. You still telling me no. Like, your mouth is telling me no, but your body is saying yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finally do make fuck on the couch. I come up to see you. You stop. You know, start ignoring me. And then you tell me again in my face. Now I want you here, blah, blah, blah. Oh, well, fuck you then. So, yeah, she's not getting into any open mic sessions anymore. He's going to play the hell out of her.
Keep that ego. See, this is what you have to understand. With a nigga like Daniel runs off ego. Because he runs off of a... He runs off... Because I peeped it. I peeped that as one nigga to another. I'm like... Oh, okay, so with Issa, you're cool, but everyone else, okay, so you straight egotistical because you like, oh, because I'm on. Because I know niggas like that. I've met niggas like that. He that type of nigga. Well, with Issa, of course, he's exactly like what Rashad said.
Issa's the Trojan horse to him. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly
what you're saying, Jay. Like, yeah, you know, looking back at it, he is the egotistical, I'm the man, I move like this, I got a Yukon or whatever the fuck he was driving. You know what I'm saying? But it's like Nisa's that Trojan horse. That's going to be a good situation to see because it ain't over.
He going to come back. He definitely going to be back. And he ain't going to be back. I was wondering if he going to flip it and bring Ty Dolla $ign as like a special guest for the kids, but say the white girl told him to bring him. Like on something like that. Like on some dirty stuff like that. Like, no. Issa didn't do that. I talked to Amy.
What?
Amy told me to bring Ty Dolla $ign for the kids.
I feel like he's going to just be like, fuck her. And Issa going to start making the phone calls and being like, hey, Daniel. And he's like, who's this? New phone. Who this?
Exactly.
Ooh.
Yep. And he would deserve that.
Yeah.
So, she about to get here with a new phone. Who this?
So last person I want to dive into before we wrap it up. Let's talk about Molly a little bit. Her journey. We talked about it a little bit, but do y'all think that, like, you know, she got a lot going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, she kind of.
So, Molly, again, there's a void that she's trying to fill. She wants that relationship, but she doesn't. She wants it, but she doesn't know what she wants, if that makes any sense. She knows she wants a man, but she doesn't know what she wants in a man. She doesn't know what it takes to keep a man. She doesn't know what she needs in a man, but she knows that she wants one. And just like the dude, when she went on the date with the dude, Jadena, or whatever, right? And he was like, you know, and when he met her at the thing, and he was like, well, you know, I came up here because, you know, it seemed like you needed a win. It seemed like it was really important to you. You know,
that was, he had ice cold. That was ice cold, though. That's ice cold in your veins right there.
Like that morning, she was pressuring him. She was like, they just met and they smashed. And she's like, oh, well, you can leave clothes here. And he's like, we just met. You telling me to leave clothes at your crib? I mean, real talk. I've seen that happen before. I've seen women who grasp on and it's like, oh, well, you know, we vibed a little bit. We slept together. So now we're obviously boyfriend and girlfriend. No, you're not. You're just two people who had sex last night.
Yeah, you can't be clingy. You can't be too fucked. You can't be too far like that. Not that early, man. Like, she did. Like, she's moving way too fast, way too early. It's like, yo, chill. I see what exactly what Stacey's talking about, because I peeped that with Jadena too. Like, he basically was like, he said it with his eyes like, yeah, chill. How the hell am I going to get out of this situation? Okay, I'll go ahead and I'll talk to you later. Like, I was like, ooh, yeah, he ain't fucking with me.
To inviting somebody at that point, I mean, y'all don't know each other for real. Like, y'all barely know each other. Like, yeah, y'all both on the league and y'all done, you know, y'all done fucked, but y'all don't know each other for you to be bringing him around your people
right.
But was it a solid thing for him to do, to come through and be like, yeah, you know, we dating and everything? I mean, I've had to have a male friend be like, hey, I need you to do me a solid. We got to go to this thing. I need you to be my boyfriend for the night. And he's like, all right, I got you. And I mean, and I appreciate that. And that's what he was trying to do for her. But she took it like, oh, well, no, we're really together. No, y'all not. Where did you get that from? Like, you created this whole relationship in your mind that is just non-existent.
Molly, to me, is, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, you know, you have sisters out here like this, man. Molly likes the idea of a relationship, but she ain't really paying attention to the nigga in front of her. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the whole situation with Molly. And not being funny, it's gonna sound fucked up, but Molly need a nigga with some paper that act broke and ain't suck no dick back in college, or get his dick sucked by another man in college. You know what I'm
saying? Hold on, they didn't even go do it. Didn't go, no, hold on, Rashad. Dude didn't even go to college. That was us on some drunken night in New York.
Oh yeah, that is like night in New York. You're right.
So I understand
Molly with that situation though.
I understand, I know it's wrong, I am an ally and I'm an advocate for the gay community. I have no desire to date a gay man. I'm not at that point yet. I think there are plenty of hetero men out there that are left for me.
I'm personally a lesbian myself, so I'm cool with a woman. Woman. But, just as a side note, if a woman got, like, any fucking Amtrak frequent rider miles, I can't mess with it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Basically, she ran a train on. You know what I'm saying? That might be my cutoff. You know what I'm saying? If she got the miles on it, that's great. But
You gotta have standards.
Right. Her standards is too. Well, Molly, her standards is like, come on now.
The thing is, she doesn't know what her standards are. She's all over the place. He needs to be a man. He needs to make this amount of money. But he can't be too clingy, but he can't be too distant. He can't be too this, but he can't be too that. She has no idea what she wants, and it's because she is just trying to fill this void and doesn't know what she needs. Like, that's it. It's like, you ever been hungry and go to the grocery store?
Wow.
And everything looks good to you?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But nothing really satisfying you because you ain't know what you wanted in the first place?
I mean, shit, she got dicked down because she ate some Cookie Crisp with homeboy. Well, you know, I feel exactly what you're saying, man.
But was it really that, or was she just happy that someone that she kind of like was giving her, like, is she almost, she had to the first situation almost. Well, I don't know. I guess the other situation, she messed it up too. But I'm saying, but more like a dude was kind of chasing her instead of her chasing them. So she kind of was attracted to that.
If I, back in my savage days, if I could have gave a chick a bowl of Cookie Crisp with no milk and got a chance to fuck, well, hey, everybody happy on, you know, for the 5 minutes.
Oh, you would have saw all my cabinets with Cookie Crisp in them, and I'm allergic to chocolate.
Like, I think
no plates, just Cookie Crisp.
I think the gay dude was the one who fulfilled the emotional need that she had. Right, somebody who just kind of liked her for her, didn't expect much of her than for her to be herself. The Zena was the financial aspect that she thinks that she needs. Right. So, like, remember, she was a gay dude. She kept on playing him to the left at first because he didn't have a degree. She was embarrassed by that he didn't have his degree. So he wasn't good enough for her.
He shouldn't have said nothing about that period, though. He should have took that to the grave, man. Like, he just needed to take that one to the grave.
Yeah, that's something you just got to share that with your... That's between you, your therapist, and God. It's pretty much what those aren't.
Take that to the grave, pal. Take that one to the grave, man.
The squid worth action and shit.
And then you gotta see, like, and then you gotta keep Molly's behavior, like, as far as like how she dated anyone. Like, all this is stemming from envy for what Issa got going on. Like, Issa got two dudes chasing. She got two dudes wanting her, and Molly got zero. All this stemming from Issa from fucking envy. It's envy. It's all it's coming from.
Which, on a deeper note, you know, which is crazy with Molly, and I don't know if anybody really peeped this. I'm pretty sure y'all did. But the fact that what was equivalent to her in her mind for affection and I like you was giving up giving out ass to both draw legs real fast. And even though that might seem simple, that's really a complex thing. Does this girl even really know what love is, and if she got it, could she really reciprocate it in a fashion like I think it was either Stacey or Jay said, without doing things so fast? You know what I'm saying? Like, can't she just be an easy flow type person instead of just, okay, I gave you the pussy, now, you know, let's get to talking about what we're going to do in 2 years. You know what I'm saying? So
she's one of those women, and I've met this girl before, that, you know, she's on a timeline of, I wanted to do this with my career by this age, and by this age I wanted to be married, and by this age I want to have to. So she has that timeline. So at this point now, she needs to find this husband. She wants to be married. She wants to have a man, like her other homegirl, you know, she got a man, and yada, yada, yada. She's got to get on this track. Or maybe that's how she measures her success, or maybe that's how she's measuring her... No, let me take that back. That's how she's measuring her worth. Her worth is wrapped up in whether or not she has a man, and because she doesn't have one, she feels worthless, even though she has all these other things going for her.
Stacey, I could write season 3 to Insecure based off of what you just said, because I've been through that and actually got out of a relationship because it was a great one. We were great together, but she did just what you said. Everything was based on a timeline, and how it ended is that, hey, you don't like me, you like the idea of how I can possibly fit in your equation to equal the formula that you
give. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So
yep.
Damn.
Yeah, you were the Ken doll that she needed to make her big happy home. And I've met this girl before. I've known women like that. I had a friend who was determined that she wanted to be married by 25. And guess what? She was. And divorced by 27.
Damn. So, like, I mean,
so it's like, I have to do this, I have to do that. I have friends now who are like, I got to be married within the next 5 years, because blah, blah. Or else what? Then what you going to do? You going to be married the next 5 years.
Just on, you know, a side, like, note. On a side note, and D, I'll let you about this later, but I gotta say it, okay?
Go ahead.
I be seeing so much shit, and it ties into Insecure. It's an angle. I see so many people, you know, all due respect, I see so many people on Facebook and other social media forums, like, just, you know, putting all their business out about marriage. Marriage is a beautiful thing. I'm not married. One day I hope I will be when it's right for me. But
I mean, what you doing in 5 years?
I'll probably be at the Marquee. But anyway, I was going to say, though, but I pay attention to body language. And what you saying, Stacey, is so real. Because I see people just, they put all their business out there. But when you see them stand next together, when they're juxtaposed, you can see one motherfucker you can see it in his face or her face. I just got with him or got with her because of
X, Y, and Z.
A reason other than love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That hurts me to see that shit. That hurts me to see that. And yeah, I see it in like 2 years.
I see it all the time. I see there's a difference in the happy married couples that I really see that are not just smiling on a Facebook picture, but also when I see them together, they're laughing and joking and et cetera, or when he talks about his wife and his eyes light up. You know what I'm saying? When I see that, and I'm like, man, this man loves his wife. And then I see the other dudes when he talks about his wife, and he's like, man, yeah, I got to get home.
Right. Then you just thanks, Stacey, for reminding me. Thanks, Stacey, for reminding me. I gotta go home.
Yeah. And salute to D&J on this phone because I peeped y'all brothers. The way y'all brought up y'all wives, it was very smooth. It fit. It wasn't forced. You can feel that y'all feel good about y'all wives. Cause I know a brother. I ain't gonna say a silly ass name, but I knew a brother who had a wife and tripped because a nigga was hollering at his side piece at a barbecue with his wife there. I was like, dude,
you're
so fucking wack. I ain't seen that shit before.
Oh, I've seen that story told as well a whole bunch of times.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, we're going to get it wrapping on up. Rashad, let everybody know where they can hit you up, my man.
Yo, Rashadism. RHASHADISM. I almost forgot how to spell that. At Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Oh, can I plug an event real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Plug
it. Can I do that, D? Okay, yo, so, you know, I'm Rashadism from the Vapor. Shout out to DJ Reminisce and DJ J-Mo. 5-year anniversary for the Vapors. Just look us up, Google us, and you'll see everything that we've done. We got big, crazy grown parties, D will tell you. Our event December 10th is called Tape Rock. We're going back to the cassette tape days when we used to kick it, press big-ass buttons to play music that we love, street lights and barbecues and shit. Go to taperock.eventbrite.com. That is taperock.eventbrite.com. RSVP, get in free for the first hour, December 10th. That's all I got to say.
All right.
Thank you.
Stacey, where can everybody hit you up at?
Stacey Adams, StaceyAdamz. That is Instagram, that's Twitter, that's YouTube, that's Facebook. So Google Stacey Adams and you'll find me.
All right. James, they used to it, but go ahead and spit it.
Twitter and Instagram, JBJROfficial, SoundCloud.com/JBJR for my beat. And also, as emphasized before, on Orlando County, our location, you know, that's Bird Lines LLC. That is my brand. That is my business. I just started that. Definitely going to support. I was actually designing some stuff while I was talking to y'all. doing some work. So definitely check out my stuff at teespring.com/stores/blurred, B-L-E-R-D, like black nerd combined, line, L-I-N-E-S, LLC, like limited liability company. So Blurred Lines LLC, all one word. And you also follow me at Blurred Lines LLC on both Twitter and Instagram as well.
All right. Cool. Thank y'all for coming on, man. I know this discussion on, this is going to be hot. I know people going to be more mad at us. Shout out to all the ashy dudes that just happened. You know, thinking this is they waiting exhale moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, they feel like that at the end where they watching the fireworks, you know, and they just sitting there holding each other. You know, that's how they acting in these streets, man. Yeah, we get a win every now and then. But damn, man, we've been winning for a long time as men.
But D, let me tell you this. For all the ashy brothers, just I'll make it real quick because I know we're shutting down. Drop a little, like this is a little heavy. This is some shit where you step off the curve into the streets, fellas, ashy and, you know, dusted and disgusted. Check this out. And I say this to Brother Lawrence, too. When you are in a relationship and your woman leaves you or she cheats on you, regardless of whatever, fellas, it was once said by a pimp named Rosebud that whenever she leaves, it's your fault. And the game is to figure out.
I ain't even gonna go there, man. That's a whole other thing that I think most relations when it messes up, it's your fault.
Now, don't be sitting on this thing making sense tonight or out here preaching and telling people what the truth is.
Look, it's always your fault. Every time in a situation, it's your fault. I've said, I already know you're going through pimp stuff.
Women will stay for a long time. We will stay We will stay. We will stay. So if we leave.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Now we're talking about women. We're not talking about grown ass girls. We're not talking about thoughts and whatever, you know, whatever else names y'all got. You know what I'm saying? For you know, some derogatory ass name for a female. We're talking about a grown ass woman that will cook for you, that will lay with you, that'll get jumped with your ass, that'll give you gas money, let you stay at her house while she at work. That type of woman, okay?
Right.
You leave your ass, you got some motherfucking homework to do, homeboy. So get all that ashy attitude and, yeah, Lawrence, that say a lot about you, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, man, dog, thank y'all once again. We're going to be having this up soon, and we'll see y'all later. Thank y'all for listening. Peace.
Peace.
All right. Peace.
Hey, y'all, thank